only. Today FM. I mean, some rain in the west later on. Highs today of 15 to 18 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
Oh, Nelly. Oh. Sorry about that. There was a bit of a gap there, was there, at the end of the...
Just a little bit of a gap. Yeah, pause gap for reflection. Yeah.
At the end of the sport.
Yeah, I was digesting Phil's news.
I'm answering my own phone calls. I like dipping into the phone calls every now and again. JP tells me not to.
He sees the phone flashing in the corner and he cannot resist. It's like catnip to a cat. It's
particularly when we're not doing anything yet and then the phone is ringing. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're ringing about. And then I go and look and I get chatting then. You see, that's the problem. I was distracted and JP was like, push the button, push the button. I'm on the phone over here. I'm going, what? Huh? He says, push the button. But you're supposed to push the button for the end of the sport. So my apologies and I will rectify that in future by no longer answering. Actually, I have a lady on hold there that I need to give her. Is she gone?
She's gone.
Just after handing up, hanging up.
That'll annoy you.
Madam, ring back, because we were just getting chatting there about the situation. She was ringing on the 1850 number. Is that still going, 1850, 1890,
I mean,
whatever?
It clearly still works, but we don't usually answer it.
Madam, ring back. Not now. I'm not going to answer now, of course, because I'm on air, but like, I'll ring back in a minute. I'll sort you out for that number that you're looking for. Right, what have I got for you? This is, remember we're playing, the amount of people that have texted me this is, frankly, it's ridiculous. We had our, the goats last week. This is Will Ferrell. Bear with now, you see, because I don't have anything ready. The goat that sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. I was playing that originally.
Yeah.
And it's actually a goat, you see. You understand, it's not actually Will Ferrell, it's a goat.
He didn't see the reviews for Anchorman 2.
Or Bewitched. That was one of his duds.
Rough.
What else? Was the duck sounds like a person.
Now, this duck sounds like a smart arse duck to me.
A duck that happens to sound like a human being laughing. And then over the weekend, this was going viral. I saw this months ago. It could have even been years ago that I originally saw this. A cat with a loads of people sent me this. Don't try and claim this because I got dozens of these over the weekend. Obviously, everyone saw it and thought that'll be perfect for Ray. They sent it to me on my Insta. Ray Foley, fine. If there's something worth playing at 2 o'clock, send it to me. You know the deal. Loads of people sent me this. This is a cat. Mm-hmm. A cat. Now, bear
cat
with me.
Right, okay,
yeah. A cat that's with the strongest Cork accent. Okay?
All right.
Are you ready? Now, this is actually a cat. It's a video of a cat. The cat is wearing a dicky bow. That's irrelevant. It does have, however, the strongest Cork accent.
Was she in the running for Ian Dempsey's greatest accents competition? I mean, that is a doozy of a Cork accent. That's not Montanotti. Where is that?
That's outside of Cork. That's North Cork, I think that is actually. That's up towards Charleville direction.
No, that's accurate.
Oh, man, thank you to all of you that sent me that. It was mostly Saturday evening.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, sir.
And that's Harry Styles, and as it was, you're on Today FM playing the music you love. Close one, I don't think anyone noticed.
No, that was slick, yeah.
Smooth there. One smooth seg. Well, I'm being serious. It was smooth.
Was it? Yeah.
I think so,
yeah. I reckon. That's where the bar is today. Okay.
Pretty smooth.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
Pretty smooth and pretty low. How you doing? I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you doing?
The gang's all here.
Oh, yeah.
Text and WhatsApps. Would you roll call now? I can do the roll call now.
Sure,
roll call time. It's Misha Ray. I'm the Moon Chore. I'm the Ard Washter. Augusta on Naposhti. JP's over there.
So, I'm on show.
So. Ray, I'm on show. It's getting fairly dark out there. It's fairly dark. It was very dark this morning, actually, dropping the kids to school. The alarm goes off at 7:10.
And I've got not a euphemism. You were dropping the kids to school.
Sorry. No, dropping the kids to school, not to the pool, which is a different matter entirely. I've got a blackout blind in the bedroom and I opened it up. It's like, oh God, it's still dark. That's October for you, though. First show of October. Whoever thought, back in the heady days of mid-February, when we returned to the FM, that we'd ever see the beginning of October. Although it's not looking good for New Year's.
Oh, wow.
This is
okay.
2023. We can pretty much rule that out at this stage. Ray, I'm on show. It's getting fairly dark out there. Brighten up my day with some top quality radio. More of the Cork Cat, please. Sounds like the type who'd pitch up outside a pub and engage you in unwanted conversation. Love the show from Kevin. Hey. Cheers, Kevin. Hello there, how are you doing?
I am.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I disagree with you entirely. I think if you just go straight on. Yeah. Or if you just ask inside. I'm afraid I'm not local. Google Maps. Have you tried Google Maps? That cat sounds like the Healy Rays from Cullum and Castle Martyr on show. Cheers, Cullum. More of a Kerry cat than a Cork cat, as we said. Lads, I know that cat. It's Catty Healy Ray.
Hello.
Works in a pub in Dingle from Owen and Leash. Joanna from Wicklow says that cat sounds like an Ewok from Cork. Once again, the Ewoks would be more, well, the Star Wars link would be more off the coast of Kerry with their Skelligs and whatnot. On show, right, the Cork cat sounds like he's complaining about his local parish team playing rubbish in the club championship. Love the show. Hey. A from Noel. So how about that? How did they play on Sunday?
The weekend,
they?
Yeah.
It was gone. Were they playing away or were they at home?
Local, the next parish
what
over.
What you think? Well, they've got a couple of injuries to deal with.
They're trying to blood new players,
I suppose. And that young fella, I mean, he's got a promising career ahead of him, but he's only starting out.
Yeah.
And your young fella used to play as well, didn't he? Absolutely. Oh, Jesus Christ. On show, lads, I'm on annual leave all week, but I couldn't not have you on in the background. The soundtrack to my staycation, I'll be dossing while you're ... working ... from Sinead. I'll be dossing while you're working?
Sure.
Sinead, thank you for that contribution. Always dragging us down. I mean, in terms of this radio broadcasting community we're trying to cultivate here, it seems to be quite, this seems to be a negative vibe. And I don't know how that's come about. Because, lads, I'm so positive.
Huh?
Oasis, this is Today FM. That's Oasis and Roll With It on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon.
Hi, it's up.
Ray Foley off your Monday afternoon. JP is... Well, he's here anyway.
I am, yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Just minding your Ray, you know.
What exactly is JP's role on the show? What does JP stand for?
The National Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
The Older Infirm on Public Transport. I will get out of my seat.
Will you?
And just generally human rights, Ray.
A pregnant person.
Raising awareness of humans.
Are you still raising awareness?
Of everything, at any opportunity I can, especially if I can monetize it for myself. Hashtag SpawnCon. Find me on Instagram.
Vernon Kay is in the news today. Vernon.
Oh, yeah.
Vernon Kay. Oh, man, that's a ropey Vernon Kay impression, isn't it? Vernon Kay.
It's the same one you've just done a second ago.
How are you, Vernon Kay?
Where's he from?
Bolton?
Correct.
Is it Bolton? Bolton. Bolton.
Bolton.
How are you, Vernon Kay? Vernon Kay, yeah.
Welsh.
Hello, I met Elvis, you know, once. Don Jones, I met Elvis. Vernon Kay, T4. Testily inappropriate text messages.
Very tall couple.
They are well met. Vernon Kay admits he's, quote, obsessive and brushes his teeth 4 times a day. Despite the guidance from dentists being to brush your teeth twice a day, Vernon Kay admits he's a maverick.
He's a rule breaker, is he? He's rogue. He's
he
gone
care.
Rogue.
He's
teeth.
Gone rogue. Ladies and gentlemen, stand back. He's got a toothbrush and he's not afraid to use it. Vernon Kay. He admits he doubles that number He's in the danger zone as he's, quote, obsessive. He's admitted he ignores guidelines set by dentists and brushes his teeth four times a day. The dad of two boasts, quote, boasts, it says here, a perfect smile to look at, but it's not clear whether his overcleaning could come back to bite him later on. The Irish Mirror are really going to town on this story.
Yeah.
He says, I clean my teeth four times a day.
Four.
I clean my teeth four times. Tess, where's the...
You're more or less doing Peter Kay now, aren't you?
Four. Garlic. Bread. It's a taste sensation. Tess, where's the aqua fresh? Hey, Tess, where's me oral B? He recently revealed in an interview with The Guardian newspaper, I clean my teeth four times a day.
The Guardian, one of those highly regarded publications in print media.
They're covering all the big stories. Wow. He told of his secret methods to make sure he gets to sleep at nighttime. He says, if I can't fall asleep, I play 18 holes around my favourite golf course in my head and I'm done. Oh, he imagines he's playing golf.
Right. I do that. That's a thing golfers do.
The All-Star Family Fortunes host said once he's asleep, he enjoys a lie-in, but confessed he can't sleep past 10 a.m. Well, probably because he needs to get up and brush his teeth. So, oh, no, I'm after waking up now. I need to brush my teeth. Actually, I need to work on my Vernon Kay impression, please. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Now I need to do that three more times. Charlie XCX at Today FM. Yuck. Charlie XCX, home clap at Today FM, playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Yeah, Paddy McGuinness as well, getting a look in there in my Vernon Kay impressions. They're from the same neck of the woods, though, aren't they?
I mean Northern.
Is it Bolton he's from?
Yeah, Leedsy, Boltony, Burnley, that area. I've probably described an area that's about 500 miles wide, but there you go. I mean, it's close enough. Nobody cares. They're English.
Vernon Kay.
Vernon.
Oh my God, sorry about that.
I think any of your words that rhyme with four were pretty close. That was
four.
Good. Yeah, Cois.
Cool. Golf Court, Bolton, Greater Manchester. There you go. And Steve, that's Steve Kay, Peter Kay, is from Bolton as well. So I'm bang on with the accents. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon. Vernon Kay is obsessive about brushing his teeth. He brushes them up to four times a day, which I have to say, not that strange, really.
Although bad for your gums.
I brush a lot. I would brush maybe three times a day. And I had braces for a year. And they had me brushing like after every meal. And I suppose I got into that habit. The other thing as well is actually, if you've had your dinner and you're like, it's 8 o'clock or whatever time. And you're like, I'm not going to eat for the rest of the evening. I'm done. I'm not going to have another glass of wine. I'm not going to have a bar of chocolate. I'm not going to have a cup of tea and 17 biscuits. Here's what I'm going to do. This is a little tip for you. A pro tip for you here, listeners. Brush your teeth. And then once your teeth are brushed, you'll be like, well, I'm not gonna have 15 hobnobs now, am I?
Is it because of the taste of the toothpaste or is it because you're telling your brain this is a thing you used to do when you would go to bed, so now you're going
to
bed?
Both. You've crossed over now towards the bedtime section of your psyche. Mm. And also, hobnobs and a cup of tea are going to taste rotten after brushing your teeth. Ray, I'm obsessed. This is on your obsessions then. Vernon's obsessed with brushing his teeth. I'm obsessed with brushing my teeth. Ray, I'm obsessed with having dry toes, so I have to use a hairdryer on them, from Michelle. Yeah, that makes sense. I can understand that. I'm not obsessed with brushing teeth, but when I park in a car park, I have to be the exact same distance from the white lines on the right and on the left. And I mean the exact same distance from Paddy in Dublin.
Paddy's reversing in and out all day. He's holding up traffic in that car park.
It is a lovely feeling when you step back from the car and witness your immaculate parking, though, when you're exactly the same distance from the two
airlines. If you've done it in one, yes, it's very much like filling up at the petrol pumps and getting €20 on the dot.
Ray, I can't relax without closing all the doors in the house before bedtime, from Angela and Meath. Angela, I think that is a problem. I think you've actually crossed over into the actual...
Ray Foley.
Because that's kind of obsessive, isn't it?
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs.
The Killers and Hugh Maugh. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for a Monday. JP's minding me.
How are you?
Will you mind him now? Will you mind him?
Are you all right there?
Listen,
your knee's warm enough, yeah?
Will you mind me?
Oh. Need a rug.
Let's talk poo.
Okay.
Why break the habit of a lifetime? I've been doing it for the last 20 years. This is just another Monday on the radio.
It's the backbone of your back catalogue, isn't it?
Sure is. Scatological. It's written in my Twitter bio. Irish people reminded to only flush pee, poo and paper to protect Ireland's beaches. Research has found that hair, paper towels, toilet wipes, dental floss, tampons, baby wipes, facial wipes, cotton buds, cigarette butts and more were among the most common things flung down the toilet. And in order to protect the beaches, they're saying only flush pee, poo and toilet paper. So they're saying, let me call Donald.
Yeah, okay.
Donald's my toilet guy.
He's the expert on this, is he?
He works for Irish Water, right? He has a proper role. He's not my plumber, like.
Hello.
Donal.
Yes.
Donal Heaney from Irish Water. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ray.
I was reading this story. Just the three things. Pee, poo and toilet paper. But there's so many other things people are flushing down the toilet and they shouldn't be.
Correct. Think before you flush is what we call it. That's our public awareness campaign about the problems caused by these sanitary products that are going down the toilet but shouldn't be. And yeah, we're asking people to put them into the bin and not into the toilet.
Where's this research from? It's saying that like a million of us, and I would even say that there's more of us that are completely ignorant. You throw the odd thing down the toilet and not even think of it. Like, was it you that conducted this research?
Yeah, we conduct surveys and we've conducted those every year now for the past five years or so.
Okay.
The survey does indicate that the behaviour is improving. In 2018, the figure was around 36% of people that admitted to flushing the wrong things down the loo. Yeah. Now it's reduced now to 21%, but it's still, as you say, about a million people that are, you know, doing this. And I suppose particularly the under 35s, our research indicates that are the most likely to flush these things down the toilet.
Really? Because you would think they'd be more environmentally aware, the younger generation in particular, wouldn't you?
Indeed you would, and maybe it's a lack of awareness, and we're hoping that by appealing to this age cohort that we'll improve that statistic. And maybe I should mention just some of the things, because maybe people are not aware of what should and shouldn't go down the loo.
Uh-huh.
And as you say, the three P's is the simple message: pee, poo and paper. Right. Everything else in the bin, so be that cotton buds, sanitary products, backing strips, wet wipes in particular, even if they're labelled as flushable, should all go in the bin and not in the loo.
That's interesting. There's one, which one are they? There was one brand, and actually I'm not going to mention the brand anyway, but there's one of them that says safe to flush, or it says it's been proven by, I don't know, professors in white coats in some lab somewhere, safe to flush, and it's okay to flush it. This is perfectly fine. And it says it on the label of the flushable. It says flushable wipes, but they're still wet wipes. You're saying not to flush them.
Yes, well, I'll try and avoid a scientific and legal wrangle, but basically, okay, our evidence says that they don't biodegrade fast enough, and they still cause blockages in people's homes and the sewer network, and ultimately, you know, these material can end up killing fish or end up in our streams, rivers, our lakes, and, you know, on the beaches.
That's the other question I had for you then, because in the article it says it mentions beaches. How is it then that they end up on the beaches, or that it's not? Because we've all got this notion of there's a sieve or there's a strainer somewhere that'll take all this out of it. It won't end up on the beach. How then does it impact on the beaches?
Well, indeed, we do have screens at all our wastewater treatment plants and at some of our pumping stations as well. But unfortunately, sometimes these items, when they get into the sewage system, they can congeal and they can join with fat soils and greases, and they end up causing blockages, and these can overflow, so they don't ever make it to the screens. Right. So this is what can often happen. They end up maybe in a stream, which then flows into a river and then into the sea.
And that's it. And that's where. And of course, we want to protect our beaches, because we've got the most incredible beaches in the world, and we want to make sure that they're looked after.
Absolutely. And the fish and the wildlife and the seabirds and turtles and all the other things that have, you know, where these.
And then the separate matter then as well is oil. But then that wouldn't be going down the toilet necessarily, but you need to be watching that then going down the sink, or if you're throwing a cookie oil, that kind of thing down the toilet.
It's funny you should mention that. We also have a campaign called Think Before You Pour. And we run these campaigns in conjunction with Clean Coats, And they're really very two sides of the same coin. Yeah. So, but the fat soils and greases and the thing before you flush, the sanitary items and the wet wipes, all in the bin, please.
Yeah, okay, got it. So no cooking oil either. Well, cooking oil doesn't fit the criteria. Pee, poo and toilet paper. Pee, poo and paper. We've got it. Donald, thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, man. All the best. Bye. Much obliged. There you go.
Have you ever seen one of those fatbergs on those TV documentaries down the sewers?
I won't have you throwing names around while I'm sitting here on a webcam to the nation. I won't have it.
So rude.
I mean, it's...
With Supermax and the Plaza Group, now open at the N17 Plaza in June.
Food. I'm a big bone boy. Stick around and play some Calvin Harris. Next. The last Julie Belevitating. This is Today FM. We play the music you love.
All right, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for Monday. I'm levitating.
Hello there. Ray's here. JP's there.
Hi.
What do I have for you now? Is this... Oh, this is Jamie Lee Fox. She's in Ireland promoting Halloween, the movie. She was on Grafton Street in Dublin. And she met an Irish mammy.
Jamie Lee Fox or Jamie Lee Curtis? Because I've heard of Jamie Fox and I've heard of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Do you know what? Just forget it. Here's Nicki Minaj and Starships.
No, go on. Tell us about it.
No.
I do, Ray.
No.
Ray, come on. No. Ray, don't be like that. Ray, come on.
Jamie Lee Fox.
It's Jamie Lee Fox or nothing.
She's the daughter of an affair that Jamie Lee Curtis and Jamie Foxx had.
Wow.
And they unimaginatively named the child, the infant child, Jamie as well.
Well, I guess it's my bad. I didn't realise that was a thing.
Oh, I feel very foolish now. I really do. I really do. I feel dreadful.
Get it together, Ray. Come on, you're grand.
Jamie Lee Curtis, not Fox. She was in Dublin. You've heard of it, Dublin.
Yeah, that's correct.
She was on the Late Late Show on Friday night, talking to Tubridy.
Tubridy.
And she was wandering, I think this is on Friday, I guess Friday or Saturday. And she was in Dublin City, and she bumped into an Irish mammy. Jamie Lee Fox, Curtis. And the Irish mammy, well, we're presuming she's an Irish mammy. The woman that she's talking to couldn't be more Irish mammy. If you, she actually does the whole, I'll leave you go. I'll let you go. She's in promoting Halloween. Here, have a listen. Here, I've got a few. Here's Jamie Lee Fox / Curtis.
Hold on. Hi, it's Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm with my new friend, Margaret McNamara.
Margaret McNamara. She bumped into Mags up in Dublin doing the shopping.
Who just said to me,
wonderful Halloween, wonderful, congratulations. And look what's behind you.
It's a poster for the Halloween movie that Jamie Lee Fox Curtis is in.
Up on the wall.
Yeah, up there. Margaret doesn't care.
Oh, happy Halloween, amazing. Everybody. Yeah. From me, from Ireland, 2 weeks.
Thank you. Yeah, wonderful.
The indistinguishable, the distinctive, rather, the distinctive sound of the beeping street cleaner going past. Beep, beep, beep in the background.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
And you, God bless you.
You said lovely stuff last night. Absolutely.
Wasn't he lovely?
Oh, this is, so it's Saturday then, and she's referring back to Tubridy. On the Friday night.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
He's right. A good one.
He's funny, yeah.
I love it. I love the way they're kind of going. They're both kind of going, yeah, he's all right, yeah. He's no Graham Norton, like, but he's all right, yeah.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
He's
right.
A good one.
He's funny, yeah. He's
good.
I love that tone of the two of them. Yeah, well, you know, he's all right.
100% convinced.
Yeah, so what do you think of Tubridy? Yeah, he's funny, isn't he? He's all right.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
a good one.
He's funny, yeah. He's great, yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you. Don't want to take up your time now.
You're good.
You're a busy person. And your children are all married, so you're friends.
There you go, the details.
She's gone. I was thinking Ryan Tubridy. Yeah, he's all right. She's grand, like. Nicki Minaj to the FM.
Let's go to the beach. Eat. Let's go get away.
What an incredible piece of music. NSYNC, ba ba ba, Today FM. playing the music you love, Ireland.
Good afternoon, how is it?
This is what I want on my gravestone, or on the crypt upon within which I'm interred.
Right.
The words uttered by that lady, Margaret, when she met Jamie Lee Curtis, Jamie Lee Foxx, in Dublin on Saturday morning. Now, they are words that are referring to Ryan Tuberty, but this is the dream. This is the way I want to go out. This is the way I want to be remembered.
Is this like, you know you've made it when somebody says this about you?
This is how I want the nation. When they think Ray Foley, I want them to think.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
He's right. A good one.
He's funny, yeah. He's great, yeah.
How can you denote that tone, though, in an inscription?
Probably put a question mark after
he's good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's great. Yeah,
he's
all right.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah, he's good.
He's a good one.
He's funny, yeah. He's great, yeah.
Yeah, he's funny, yeah. Margaret kind of talking herself into that one.
Yeah, yeah, no, she's more of a pack any woman, you can tell. Definitely more of a pack any woman.
Basking sharks are in the news today. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
New regulation. Basking sharks... new regulations have come into effect from today, giving the basking shark protected wild animal status under the Wildlife Act. We've got a load of basking sharks particularly off the west coast of Ireland. You see them regularly, particularly in summer months when it's nice and sunny, people sending their drones out over them and looking at them.
There's a guy in Clare, I think. Hang on, let me call my basking shark guy. You've got a basking shark guy as well as a poo guy.
No, hang on. This is my shark guy. And I presume he can talk to me about basking sharks.
Right, okay.
I'm putting him on two there. This is Donald Griffin. He's the Fair Seas Policy Officer and Irish Basking Shark Court. Hello, Donald.
Hello. Hi there.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Not so bad. How are you keeping?
Pretty good. Tell us about the new rules today with regard specifically to basking sharks.
Yeah, we're delighted. The Irish Basking Shark Group have been campaigning on this and working towards this for a while. So the Minister, McConnell Logue, and Minister Noonan introduced measures today that made the legal protection of basking sharks official, and in the eyes of the law, they are now protected. And what that means for basking sharks is that they're considered now wildlife, and that means they fall under protection of all other officially classified wildlife. So they're protected from hunting, from injury, and from willful interference, or what the group calls disturbance or harassment, normally from humans. Okay. And they're also, the willful interference protection also extends to their breeding or resting places. So this is really important for basking sharks. It's a great day for basking shark conservation in Ireland.
What were they before then? What were they listed as? But just regular fish, and you can do whatever you like to them, is it?
Yeah, well, to put it plainly, yeah, regular fish, you know, which I suppose the tradition historically and all over the world is fish are there and they're exploited to some extent. You know, we take them out and we fish them and we eat them, and that's fantastic and great. But we don't actually fish for basking shark anymore, and we don't, there's no quota for them, we don't target them, and if a fisherman was to accidentally catch one, they would have to leave it back into the sea again. You know, they're not allowed to land it. So that's not the issue anymore. The issue these days is more the group gets reports of incidences of harassment and disturbance, you know, from all sorts, really, from swimmers, snorkelers, divers, from boats, jet skis. And, you know, that's what they, you know, that's the threat that's on basking sharks now in Irish waters. You know, so many of them come to our shores every summer, reliably. It's no exaggeration, it's a hotspot. So we need to do all we can to protect them while they're here.
What about these videos then that we do see every summer from people going out and it's like, oh, wow, aren't they amazing? Aren't they incredible? Or sending their drones out over them. Are people going to be stopped? Well, are you discouraging that, and should people be stopped from doing it?
Well, it's not so much about being stopped, about interacting, because, I mean, it's a privilege to see basking sharks, and we have seen them and we have worked with them in the past, and it can be a life-changing experience. So we wouldn't want to deny that to anyone. Okay. But I think it's all about how you do it, you know, and how you do it safely for the shark, most importantly, but also safely for us, you know, the people as well. So we actually have a voluntary code of conduct. So it's basically guidelines of how to interact with basking sharks. If, for example, you're a swimmer or a diver in the water, or you're handling a boat or a kayak or whatever it is, you know, you can, it's not rocket science either. It's mostly to do with maintaining a distance. Don't approach it, you know, let it approach you if that's what happens. And, you know, if you're in a boat or anything, reduce your speed, avoid, you know, sudden, and don't make any sudden movements or changes in directions. So, and just adhering to these really simple rules, actually, you know, we can make it safer for the sharks, not to disturb them when they come to our shores to eat or to socialise with other sharks, and it's safer for us as well.
Gotcha. They're not particularly, like, when people talk about the whales jumping out of the water and putting on a show, the basking sharks are traditionally, like, when you see the videos of them, whatever, they've got the lads with the big mouths and they're slowly moving through the water eating plankton. So they don't put on as much of a show as such. As
that's right. That's whales. Right. Well, that is very much how most people see them. Mm. The iconic wide open mouth munching on plankton, you know, what they say is, you know, swimming pool's worth of water is sieved every hour by a basking shark, you know, so they're eating huge amounts of plankton. That's why they get so big. But actually, they can and do quite regularly jump fully out of the water.
Really?
So they breach fully out of the water. We have pictures, and I've seen it with my own eyes. It's quite the experience. You know, we had one shark, it's a few years ago now, but we had one shark, and it was a huge splash just off the bow of the boat. We're like, jeepers, what was that? And then it wasn't 30 seconds later when the shark just jumped completely out of the water, did a little flip, and made a huge splash again back into the water again. So even though they are big, friendly, slow-moving giants, in which they are, and that's how most people, you know, see them when they're feeding, they can move fairly quickly if needs be, and to produce enough energy to get such a large animal completely out of the water, you know, is quite a feat.
It would have to be incredible, yeah. Where are they now? Is it off-season for basking sharks? Where what are they up to? Do they travel elsewhere for the time being?
Yeah, so the main season for basking sharks in Ireland is normally when we get the first good burst of good weather in April time, April, May, you know, when the sun comes out for the first time in the year. Normally that's when we get our first reports of basking sharks, and you can get them the whole way through then up until the end of August and even in September, and that's when the sightings start to trail off. So for us now, there won't be many sightings of basking sharks now for the rest of the year until next year. Right. But our studies have found, actually, we used to think that they make these big migrations, you know, across the Atlantic and down into the South Atlantic, and which they do, we know they do. Mm-hmm. But also we've found with the latest kind of tracking technology that actually a lot of sharks stay in the Northeast Atlantic, stay around the coast of Ireland, stay off the coast of Scotland, but they're down deeper in the water the whole time. So,
right.
You know, we don't see them. You know, during the summer, they're up at the surface, they're feeding, they're in the sun. That's why they call the basking shark. You know, they're basking in the sun. Mm-hmm. But actually, they're still there, we just don't see them. Or yeah, some of them are still there, we just don't see them at least.
It's kind of like ourselves, really. Once you see the deals on the Ryanair for the sunshine, you kind of head away for summertime. Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, they've got the kids in school then during term time, whatever. We kind of batten down the hatches and stay more local.
Exactly right. You know, the summer, the days are getting shorter, and we have the fires on at home, and we don't go too far. And sharks are maybe much the same. They're just bedding in for the winter.
Well, fantastic news. We can give them some. We can give them some breathing room and give them some space. And they've got the new rules coming to effect from today. Donald, thanks for taking my call, man.
No worries at all. Good to talk to you, Ray.
Cheers, sir. Thanks. All the best. Bye. Here's my shark guy.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
So I've got a shark guy, I've got an underwater hockey guy.
You've got a poo guy.
Sorry, what?
A poo guy.
No, he's my toilet guy.
Oh, sorry.
Give him the...
Do you have a poo guy?
Do you know what? We can work on it. I'm taking applications. Hop on our website, fill out the form. Stick around, we're making the call in a couple of minutes. I ain't worried about it. One Republic and I ain't worried. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray here, JP. Oh, sorry.
How are you doing? I'm over here.
Very good afternoon. Good day to you. Orla, this is on the basking sharks things. Loads of people have had the... experiences of out surfing or splashing around with basking sharks. They're very calm, very slow. I don't think I would manage well with a large, even though it doesn't want to harm me, it wants to eat plankton. Mm. I still think I wouldn't be okay with a large creature being in the water at the same time as I'm in the water.
Well, according to our shark guy, your shark guy, Donald.
My shark guy.
Sorry, I didn't want to co-claim custody of your shark guy.
Sure, you can borrow my shark guy from
but
time
he's
to
time. Ultimately your
when
shark
appropriate.
Guy. Well, according to him, the sharks.
I mean, the word of mouth on my shark guy.
Yeah.
And that's how these guys get
made.
That's the This is how they get their business.
You're like a kingmaker for shark guys.
And various guys.
Right.
I think there's my underwater hockey guy, like I said, and my toilet guy. so they like me to pass on recommendations. Yeah. And when you've got a recommendation of the caliber of a broadcaster of my stature, then really, I mean, it's inevitable that it's the stars are the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what were you saying about Donald?
No, I was just going to say, much in the same way, you're not a fan of sharing the water with these sharks. I'm sure it's reciprocated from
their
point of view.
Yeah, that's why they've brought in these regulations to leave them alone and take it easy with them and protect them. Orla's over there, 0874 100 102.
Hi, Ray. A couple of years ago, was doing a good bit of sailing down around Crosshaven. And
Crosshaven's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. And plenty of whales and sharks off Crosshaven, yeah?
We were out quite a bit, and the basking sharks used to swim right under the ribs and the sailing ships, and they are huge.
Yeah, see, once again, I don't think I'd like... even a seal, they say seals can bite you, but generally they stay away from you. But even the notion that there's one there... Like, I've been swimming and there's been seals nearby, and I've been kind of like, I think I'm not too keen on being in the water after all. You can make me whole again. Atomic Kitten and Whole Again. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. We were just saying, like, three incredible voices in the one band. It's a once in a generation. It's like winning the lottery.
They kind of reinvented music when they came along, Atomic Kitten, didn't they?
They sure did.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for another... With the power of delivery that those three women were able to muster in their voice.
Powerhouse trio, you might say.
Absolutely. Someone texted with regard to my seal guy. Here he is. Baby, that's very good, thank you. And who was texting about basking sharks?
Kevin with a Y in Clare says, Ray, I know.
Y-K-E-V-I-N.
Towards the end of it, Ray.
Is that not Kevin-y?
Towards the end. Yeah, just before the end. Anyway, Kevin with a Y says, Ray, I had a very close encounter. Oh, he loves that. He absolutely loves that.
K-E-V-I-N-Y. He's very like Kevin. He's very Kevin-ish. Mm.
Ray, I had a very close encounter with basking sharks off the coast of Brighton in Ingerland.
All right.
The cousin and I swam out to the marker buoy, looked back and everyone was running out of the water, people screaming and waving at us and others. Oh, no. We turned around and about 10 or 15 feet away was a large group of sharks, a year after Jaws was in the cinema. Love the show. I mean, he doesn't actually specify they were basking sharks.
If there were basking sharks, then you're all right. No need for all the panic. But I can understand why you were panicked following from the Jaws.
Ray Foley.
Scenario on the...
With Supermax and Super Subs.
Cheers, Kevin.
Subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
I enjoy that no end. Stay here playing Lady Gaga for you right here on this station.
Pamela Joyce.
Now I'm happier. Leah Hart, she's happier now. Thinking about it too. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. We have a competition this week, JP.
We do, yeah, Ray.
How come I'm only learning of this now? How is it the case that I'm only hearing about this now? I should be on top of my brief.
Talking to your toilet guy,
be well briefed. Every day this week, with thanks to our friends at Clayton Hotels, we're giving away a two-night stay for two people with breakfast on both mornings and an evening dinner. All you have to do is help Ray identify the location of today's Clayton Hotel.
The Ray in question is you, Ray.
Me?
Yeah.
So I am unaware of the location of the Clayton Hotel. But sure, there's loads of Clayton Hotels. They're all over.
True. Yeah, correct. Well done.
So they're in a different location. It's a different Clayton Hotel per day. And the listener needs to tell me what it is.
They've got to give you clues as to the location of today's Clayton Hotel.
I'm sure, how's that going to work? You come on air with us. Ray steps into our patented soundproofed isolation chamber where he can't hear anything. So I get into the chamber.
Correct.
JP reveals the location of today's hotel to you, the listener. Ray comes back out, and then you, the listener, have 30 seconds to give Ray clues about the location. If Ray gets it right, you, brackets, the listener, win the hotel break.
Yep.
Who came up with this?
What are you talking about?
Is this your...
This is a fine idea.
Is this your baby?
Listen, we invested a lot of money in that isolation chamber, and goddamn it, we're going to get our money's worth, okay?
Stick around. If you want to play, text in Clayton. How about that? Because it's the name of the hotels that are giving this fantastic prize to give away every day. Clayton, along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. We'll attempt this game in a few minutes, try and get you on. We'll just pick a name at random, okay, and then we'll get you on. So Clayton, along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. We're playing Beyonce in a few minutes and Clean Bandit next.
Ray Foley.
Stick around with Supermike. Beyonce, Break My Soul. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley off your Monday. Hello. Giggity giggity giggity. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Did I tell you what I'm doing this evening?
No.
Oh. About dinner, I'm going for dinner, I told you that.
Lovely.
I'm going for dinner this evening.
Right.
With an old pal, okay. An old friend.
Not older than me.
He is older than you, actually, yeah. Oh, no, not an old, he's not an older friend than you.
I'm glad you clarified.
But he is old. He is older than you, but he and I have been friends, certainly for less time than you and I have been friends. We're meeting, but he can't meet until 7 o'clock, right?
Right.
So I'd three up, because I've finished work at 4:30. Uh-huh. Finish on air at 4:30. Of course, there's so much.
There's loose ends.
Admin and prep.
A lot of paperwork.
Setting up.
Look at that. That's actually paper.
Yeah,
that's real paper. That's not a sound effect.
So there's all booking stuff for tomorrow and catching up and reading the notes that has to be done.
Debrief after the show as well. We always.
But technically
debrief.
On air, we finish at 4:30, and then he can't meet until 7:00.
Yeah.
So I had three options.
Pub.
Correct.
Is at least.
That's option one.
And what's option two?
Option one is sit in the pub alone on my phone.
Right.
Which I never enjoy.
I mean, I go to the pub with you.
Oh, I never even considered that you would be.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cheers, thanks.
Option two.
Wine bar?
No. Option two was work. Like stay in work and catch up with some like paperwork and emails and whatever, and reading notes. Yeah. I laughed off that idea.
You couldn't even take yourself seriously.
So do you know what I did?
What's that?
I booked. This is not messing now. This is serious. Okay. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Right.
I booked a flotation tank session. I'm not joking.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'm going floating at 5:30.
And is that in darkness?
I think they've got some multicoloured lights, or I can sit doing it in darkness
if
I want.
Have you done it before?
I've never done it before.
I really like the idea of that.
Same. I've been meaning to go for years. For like 15 years I've been saying I'm going to go and do it.
In the last couple of days, I watched an episode of Cobra Kai where in fact they went into a flotation device.
Any
and
good?
I've been only thinking, well, it terrified one of them.
Oh, I think I might be terrified. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to take it.
Wow.
Yeah. I keep seeing it on like Pig's Back and Groupon, you know, like those deals things.
They say you can really go deep into your own psyche when you do that.
My psyche's fairly shallow, though, and as well you know. I may not be splishing around in the shallow end of my psyche at the very deepest. We're doing this giveaway.
Yeah.
This is all with thanks to our friends. Sorry, I think my shit's been. Every day, with thanks to our friends at Clayton Hotels, we're giving away a two-night stay for two people with breakfast on both mornings and one evening dinner. Is this, you can pick your Clayton Hotel, can you?
Basically, you get a voucher and you can spend it at whatever Clayton Hotel you want.
Sweet!
Lovely.
Let me punch in some digits.
Okay.
Who's this I'm calling?
Natasha.
It's ringing.
Natasha what? Natasha Hackett.
Natasha Hackett.
Hello?
Natasha Hackett!
Hi.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Good now, how are you?
Natasha Hackett.
Yeah, we're about to find out if Natasha can hack it.
Nat hack.
I'll get that all the time.
Nat hack.
Yeah, all right. I wasn't claiming to be the first, Natasha. Give me a break.
Knack it.
That's my married name.
Knack it. What's your maiden name?
Dively.
What, Dively?
Yeah.
Natasha Dively.
Yeah.
That's love. They're both lovely names.
Stand-up comedian's name.
Natasha Dively.
Oh, yeah.
On stage at the Apollo. Natasha, where are you?
In Galway, in Thetford, County Galway.
Oh, lovely, beautiful spot. And you're in the car. I wonder, could you pull over for me? I just don't want to lose you, that's all, while we're playing the game.
Yeah. If you could. No bother. Yeah,
but like I say, it's just to make sure that we've still got you, okay? Here's how this is going to work, right? I'm going to go into our isolation booth. I'm not going to be able to hear any. I can go in now, actually.
Could you go in, Ray?
One second, please. I'm just going. So I'm going in now, Natasha.
Yeah,
right?
See you.
Adios.
Okay.
So Ray has gone into the ISO chamber. It's now a safe space, Natasha. Just you and I. Ray can Ray can no longer hear anything.
I could see your lips moving. Did you call me out?
No, I
did you
never
call
did.
Me out?
I did not.
You said my name.
Yeah, I know I said your name, but I was talking
to... Ray.
Excuse me.
Ray, come out.
I was talking to Natasha.
All right, I'll go back in.
Yeah, if you would. Sorry about that, Natasha. He's very jumpy when we do these ISO chamber games. So anyway, it's just you and I, Natasha. This is how it's going to work, okay? I'm going to give you some details on today's Clayton Hotel, right? You have to sort of memorize those, and then you're going to have 30 seconds to give Ray clues to identify today's Clayton Hotel once he comes back out of the isolation chamber, okay?
Did you say you wanted me to come back out of the isolation chamber?
No,
okay.
No, I said most of those words, but I didn't, in fact, want you to come out yet because
I'll go back in.
I didn't tell you when. Does that make sense, Natasha?
Yeah, it does indeed.
Grant, the only thing you can't do is you can't specifically mention the place where the Clayton Hotel is, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you the details on today's hotel. Whether you're looking for a family breakaway, a weekend getaway, or a shopping trip in Dublin City, Clayton Hotel Leopardstown ticks all of the boxes. A stone's throw from the Lewis, which can take you into the city centre, it's also located near the Wicklow Mountains National Park, so you can explore beyond the city too. You'll also get to enjoy the newly refurbished... Ray, please.
This is going on a bit now.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving Natasha all the details on today's
hotel.
Are
you reading,
like, the whole brief? I am, yeah. It's required. Get back in there.
I'll go back in.
Nearly finished, Natasha. The newly refurbished Bay and Sorrel restaurant, a contemporary restaurant that offers fresh, tasty and modern cuisine in South Dublin. So it's Leopardstown. We want clues on, Natasha, okay?
Okay, I'll try and remember all that.
Oh, you don't just remember Leopardstown. Ray's actually, he's laughing so hard you can hear him through the glass walls of the ISO chamber.
Sorry, what did you say to my name?
Gino, could you stay out, Ray?
Right, okay,
we're
perfect,
ready to
right.
Go. Yeah.
So she knows what it is.
She does, she knows the location.
Right, and she just needs to give me clues as to where it is.
Without saying the location itself.
How long does she have?
30 seconds.
That's now,
Natasha.
Okay, it's in the capital of Ireland.
Dublin. Clayton Hotel Dublin. Yeah.
Specifically.
It's near a race course.
Not Punchestown.
Don't be daft.
No, but I'm trying to think.
It sounds like a big cat.
A big cat. Leopard. Leopardstown.
Yeah.
It's a Leopardstown.
We've got loads of time left
on the
clock.
Okay,
so we'll just chat then, will we?
How you doing? How are you looking, Natasha?
It's a Leopardstown.
It is indeed.
Go on
out of that. Clayton Hotel Leopardstown. Natasha, you're our winner. Well done, you, madam.
Well played. Well done. High stakes.
That was very tense, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah.
Very tense and scary. Yeah, we don't need to put our listeners through that. So you got it. Well done. A two-night stay for two people with breakfast on both mornings and one evening dinner in any of the Clayton Hotels that suit you. You can look them up on the website at claytonhotels.com.
Thanks very much. Delighted.
You're welcome very much. And we're delighted you're delighted. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening.
Oh, Ray, thanks a million, and we love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. Much love. So, thanks to Clayton Hotels. And more chances to win on this here radio show tomorrow. I'm going back in. You can never know what it's like. No. New song from Ham Sandwich is our All Irish track of the week. It's called Julian. From the new album Magnify, which came out in the last couple of days.
And it's great.
Sandwich on Today FM. Who's this? This is Phil with regard to my flotation tank expo. Well, I'm heading off into a flotation tank at 5:30 this evening and we'll see how that goes. Phil?
Right, didn't Homer and the Simpsons do one of them flotation tanks?
Oh, yes.
He had mad dreams and all.
Yeah, some people are saying don't fall asleep in it, but
you don't mind that before dinner falling asleep?
Well, if I fall asleep, will I drown in it? Or am I floating in water?
I think so, yeah.
There's kind of a worry then about falling asleep in water. Surely not.
No.
No, they'll be monitoring me. I went into one of those flotation tanks a few years ago. It was dark inside. I freaked out and jumped out after a minute. It's supposed to be as close a feeling as being in your mother's womb. Dark, warm and wet. I felt so claustrophobic in it. Good luck with that, Ray. Thanks, Marion.
Okay, Marion.
Tell my mum you're asking for her. Love the show. Hey. And Ray, don't do it. Flotation tanks are amazing, but they make you sleepy snoozy. From V. What's wrong with being sleepy snoozy? I mean, is this some sort of issue with being sleepy or something? Ahead of going out for dinner, maybe, is that?
I'm interested in seeing how this goes for you.
I'll let you know. I didn't get a deal on it or anything. I just looked it up yesterday. I thought I've got an hour to kill. I'll go and try
it.
Can
you record yourself while you're in there?
No, because I'm relaxing. I'm not recording myself for you. There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to do All-Irish Train Track of the Week.
Yeah.
Where Claire B reveals her all-new show, which will highlight a new stretch of train track each week. in All Irish Train Track of the Week. And we didn't get to do Flotation Frank, where we attempt to float jockey Frankie Dettori in our exciting new feature, Flotation Frank. How are we going to float him? Like on balloons, is it? Or like
no, in a Flotation Frank.
He wouldn't take that many balloons. I mean, surely just like a few big or a hot air balloon.
I'll
let him be down.
Machino de Campo.
Is it too high? Talk tomorrow from two Matt's next.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast.